This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're very blessed to have the beautiful Roz Hammond has joined us in the studio today.
Welcome, Roz.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure. Now, for those of you, if those at home listening, Roz, you were in Muriel's wedding
years ago.
I know. We're saying this first up because I know you're here to talk about the fabulous New at the Heights, and you've been in heaps of Australian stuff as well. But we had the cast of Muriel's wedding in last week, so it just feels like you know, it's all happening for a reason. Mm. Have you seen the stage show?
Not yet, but definitely going in the Melbourne season.
And how much fun did you have making the movie? I just need to ask these questions.
Oh, so much fun. Just the best.
Just the best.
What
just
a cracking best. Cast it was too.
Oh, just
so good.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And the only thing now is that every time it's on television, at least three people come up to me and go, "Oh my God, you were so young."
Oh, that's you go, yeah.
Yeah, because you didn't age either.
Yeah. Thanks for that. Now, you've been in so much stuff. And when I was actually researching you, it's always a comedic actress. But this latest one, The Heights, that's going to be on ABC this week on Channel 2.
Yes.
More serious role?
Yes, I guess so. Yeah. I mean, you know, she's well-rounded, so she has her very light moments. But, yeah, it's a drama. It's a serialised drama. And it was a great gig to get, and I loved it. It's a really great show.
It looks amazing. So it's based in a fictional suburb in Sydney or Melbourne?
No,
Sydney?
Perth.
Oh, Perth, sorry. Uh-huh. So I read that well. Perth.
Good research.
No, but it's terrific, always. Community radio. But it's people living in high-rise community living.
Yeah, so like housing commission in the middle of a gentrifying suburb.
Right, okay.
Which happens a lot in Sydney. There's a big, you know, debate in Sydney going on about this very kind of issue.
Yeah, of course.
So it's that clash, you know, and the lives play out in the towers. So it's serialised drama. So there's sort of six families, 14 characters, and you sort of follow everyone.
I think that's fascinating.
Wow.
So much fodder.
And it's so diverse.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, absolutely. So now tell us some of the cast. One of them that stuck out. I went to the Riverboat Festival on the weekend. I apologise. I can't talk. Marcus Graham's in this as well.
Yeah. Hello.
Amazing. Yeah. Still as hot as he was back in the day.
Yeah. Maybe he's my love interest.
Spoiler alert.
Will.
Not a bad way to earn a buck.
And now you play the mother to a girl who's
cerebral palsy.
Sorry. Can you take over the interview, Tim? Because I can't
you're doing
speak
a great
anymore.
Job. You're doing
so cerebral palsy. So, and she's at NIDA at the moment, this actress.
So she just graduated, but she was midway through her third year when they were casting. And the role was for an actor with cerebral palsy. She had cerebral palsy. And she's great. And I don't know if you can see on that photo there. Obviously, on radio, you can't.
You do have a lot of fun by the looks of things.
But we also look very similar.
You do look very similar. It's amazing.
It's kind of great casting.
Now, I heard that you loved the it wasn't too taxing. It went for 17 weeks. But what's the difference of saying in this that four cameras is just much easier? You just get to just go with it. You don't have to hit marks.
Because otherwise you've got to keep setting up so that the camera moves around you. So you've got to hit your marks each time, pick up the cup on the same. Ugh. And that could really hamstring an actor. But there were so many first-time actors on this that it's great because you just do it and the cameras had to move around
you. So it's more realistic.
So much more realistic and faster, and you're just acting and playing
in the moment.
Mm.
And
this is amazing.
I think it really shows.
Does that feel a bit more like a stage production in that way? That you've got almost like you've
it sounds
you know,
more
with a live
immediate.
Audience
yes.
almost. So it's fresh. It's in the moment.
And the immediacy of it.
Yeah, the reactions are real. And
Yeah,
great.
And I believe that ABC is possibly picking it up for a second series.
Fingers toast.
We need everyone to get on board.
We really do need
with this.
To get on board.
It's on Friday night of this week.
Yeah, so Friday night this week.
And then the ABC will... I view it for binge-worthiness for 16 eps
great.
After the first two have been
this
to air.
This is much better for me. I love to binge-watch everything.
Very modern.
Yeah, it was very modern.
It's very much what we do these days.
Wow. And in the meantime, any other gigs coming up that we need to be keeping our eyes peeled for as well?
Well, probably a 10th season of Sean McCaleb's Mad as Hell.
Such a great program. I have been such a big fan of yours from that program for many, many years. years ago, and there's one particular character my partner and I still laugh about, which was called Celia Thripp. You literally walked onto stage Celia for 3 seconds on the set of Sean McHale's program, and I still, my partner and I laugh and laugh about that character.
Oh, and I have no recollection of it.
Exactly, right?
What wig was I wearing?
Is he like just amazing to work with, Sean? He's just like, he's the funniest man.
You know, and he's a great boss. He's obviously his personality.
Very high energy.
Yes. I mean, that's very different to the man, but the man is gentle and a great boss, aww, you know, so you kind of get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, that's
ripper.
Fantastic. Oh, well, best of luck. But the first thing that we actually need everybody to get behind is The Heights, which starts this Friday night on ABC. Roz Hammond, thank you so much for coming
in
today.
Thank you for having
us. We're a bit starstruck, actually. We've been watching it for too long. We're like, oh, my God. But thank you so much.
Thank you.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.